Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt's here. It's 8 past 2. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, along with Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, purpleinsider.football. I'm looking at it right now. It should be a part of your life if you pay attention to the business, which is by miles the most popular business in this state, the Minnesota Vikings. Matt, I try to stay up to date on rules in the National Football League. Did I miss something about that this year you're allowed to try to decapitate the quarterback as if Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, and Carl Eller have come back? We've talked about the Darnold plays. Then we have the Bengals last night in an enthralling game with the Ravens after Lamar with one of the most amazing runs you're going to see. What an amazing player he is. So the Bengals say, hey, instead of just kicking the extra point, we're going to go for two. Number one, their tight end was held about three times. And then we got another face mask situation with quarterback Joe Burrow. I don't understand how they keep missing these face hits on the quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's funny because a couple of years ago, there were people saying, why don't you put skirts on them and all those things they shouldn't say, but about how they were calling everything when it came to the quarterbacks. So then they did make an adjustment to remove calling incidental hits to the head, which I think is where it would come into play last night. But to me, that is just asking way too much of the referees. Let's not only watch 50 different things going on in the field, but let's also determine whether the guy meant to do it or not. Do they get to ask him after, hey, did you mean to hit Joe Burrow or Sam Darnold in the head? I mean, I think this is one of the major issues just in general, and I think that they started to get better about this with catches, but it was, all right, you got six different things you're supposed to look for on every single penalty or whatever, and it's just complicated for the referees. So in that case, they have said, well, it was he was pushed into the quarterback, it was incidental, and then we have the NFL's refusal to use the TV and all of the different angles that we all see at home and could referee a game better than they can, because we could see it, we could see it again and see how obvious it was. But the NFL does not allow their refs to just buzz up and say, hey, was that a hit to the head or not? There is a replay assist that exists.
Yeah, right. They've added that.
But the problem is they have to throw the flag. So what happened with Sam Darnold was they threw the flag, but then they picked up the flag, and they were looking for face masking. But if they had been looking, this is how ludicrous this is. If they had thrown the flag for a 15-yard penalty on Grover Stewart, the guy who hit Sam Darnold, they could have used replay assist to determine that it was the right call. But because they picked it up and they were talking about face masking, then they couldn't use the replay assist.
Stupidity.
Which, did your head just explode?
Exactly.
Because mine did.
I think you may have stumbled upon another great invention from the NFL, the lie detector test. They bring out in a stoppage of play one of the defensive linemen, and they ask him a series of questions about what his intent was when he turned Darnold's head sideways. Let's stay with quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence was the ballyhooed quarterback at Clemson. They won a title. Everybody loved him. Now, they kept going to championship games. He didn't win, but he's going to be a star. Urban Meyer came out of retirement because it was going to be Trevor Lawrence. They make the playoffs. He has a impressive playoff game. This was the year he was going to take off. Well, he hasn't. They have two wins, and it sounded like earlier today the likelihood he wasn't going to play. What's going on? And then what do you think the drop-off is if it's no Lawrence? And we go to Mac Jones, who his first year with Belichick, you thought, okay, they've got somebody. And then midway through the second year, you thought he was about as good as the two of us quarterback.
Yeah, you're right. So a lot there. But Trevor Lawrence, I think, is a very good quarterback who falls in the same bucket as a lot of other quarterbacks that can be great under the right circumstances. But when things are bad, they aren't going to fix it. So Patrick Mahomes has fixed all the things that are wrong with Kansas City by just throwing short passes and having grindy drives. And he's sacrificed his own statistics to just, you know, say, all right, I'm going to find a way here. I don't think there's many quarterbacks who could do that. Josh Allen will just run over people or throw it through his wide receiver so he has to catch it because it's going so fast. I think Lawrence is kind of like a Jalen Hurts or maybe a Dak Prescott, where there's a lot of talent there. And if they are given the right coaching, the right offensive line specifically, I think that that's what's really killed Trevor Lawrence, is because they have never had an offensive line while he's been there that gives him a chance to kind of mess around in the pocket, look for crazy plays downfield. He's always been having to get rid of the ball really quickly, or he's just going to get murdered. And that's just not a great way to live for a young quarterback. I also think that he got pushed back by an entire year from working with Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is the single worst coach of the last 20 years in the NFL, and that's who Trevor Lawrence got pinned on. But I also think that we always judge it by what they said in the draft, right? People still won't admit that Brock Purdy is a really good quarterback because, well, he wasn't a high draft pick, so he must not be that good. And it's like the same thing with Trevor Lawrence. You just have to admit who somebody actually is in the NFL and not who you dreamed up when they were drafted and where their draft expectation is. So I think that the calamity that is the Jaguars organization has been the main cause, but also the hype was probably just more than it deserved to be. And as far as Mac Jones, he is probably the best backup quarterback in the entire league, but with all the things going against them, they have one good wide receiver. They traded their left tackle here. I think it's going to be a pretty rough ride. It'll remind playing in New England.
Okay, speaking of that left tackle, reminding folks, Matthew Collar's with us, the czar, the man in charge of Purple Insider. Worth your time with Mailbag Today, interviews, analysis, breaking down the game itself. It's excellent, purpleinsider.football. Cam Robinson comes over, not much of a return. We talked about that last week. To the naked eye, he looked pretty darn good. He had the one penalty last week against the Colts. What did you think with more time to analyze Robinson's play, and how do you think this plays out against his former team in a pretty short amount of time to go back and face your longtime team just, what, 10, 11 days later?
Yeah, I thought Cam Robinson's performance was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, considering that he had to come in on a short week, he went up against a defensive line that's got some really good players in Indianapolis, got some talent there. And he, I thought, was a good run blocker in that game, which was my biggest question. Doesn't mean he's going to be every week, but he certainly was there. And the thing about the main thing about left tackle is there's a certain threshold you have to meet for your offense to keep ticking, to keep doing what it is supposed to be doing. And Darrisaw makes your offense more dynamic because he's an absolute freak. But what Robinson does is he allows Sam Darnold enough time to let plays develop, let runners get into their routes. If you have TJ Clemmings over there, as the Vikings once did, and you're just getting instant pressure.
TJ Clemmings, that's true. Oh, man.
But it ruined the season to have a left tackle. It was like, so this move by Kwesi Adofo-Mensah to get Cam Robinson in here, you cannot overstate how much that may have saved the season, because Darnold is never going to get rid of the ball fast. This offense doesn't ask the quarterback to get rid of the ball fast. They did a better job of it the other night, but you're always going to see him look to push the ball down the field. If you tried to move Blake Brandle over there, who's been playing guard, or threw in David Quessenberry, you would have to completely change the offense. So you just can't say enough how good he did, but also how big of an acquisition that really was.
We normally go two segments, but we're trying to squeeze in, am I wrong? Dave's bit, and if Dave doesn't get his bit on, he's going to be very upset.
Oh, it's the governor. Don't put this on me.
Well, we're trying to squeeze in you, am I wrong, and carry a bit of Governor Walz. And if I go two segments with Matt, you're going to be very upset.
It's the committee.
It's the committee. It is the committee. So I apologize to you, Matthew Caller, on behalf of the Am I Wrong committee, but we have to go.
Okay, let me throw this out there for you guys. Am I wrong in thinking it's still way too early to be talking about Darnold versus J.J. McCarthy in the future? I'll leave you guys with that one.
Very intriguing. Matthew Caller, purpleinsider.football. Chip basically said he could win four Super Bowls this year, Sam Darnold could, which would be impressive because there's only one. And you'd still cut him, you know, so it is interesting. By the way, does J.J. look 10 in person? Because on TV, he looks 10 years old.
Yes.
Yeah. He looks really young, man. He does. All right. Be well. Maybe play golf later today, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Am I Wrong? The committee next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's pot it down. We got to get to Am I Wrong?
Oh, you just don't want to hear the incriminating evidence.
No,
I see how it is.
Doctored fake news.
Please.
So we're going to break here in about 4 minutes to see if Governor Wall starts on time. We think the right decision is to carry the governor the first time he's speaking after the election. Now, as we know, most of these press conferences start 5, 10, 2 hours late. But we're going to put ourselves in a position where we carry Governor Wall. Depending on what he says, we might spend the rest of the show reacting to it, or we might go back to Am I Wrong? Number one for Am I Wrong.
Chad, I have a question for you to kick off Am
sure,
I Wrong
I'm ready.
Today from the committee. What do cryptocurrency, NFTs, an art history degree, and your loser roommate's startup idea all have in common?
Things I don't want any part of?
Correct. Terrible investments.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible investments. And now, upon seeing the news yesterday that the Harris-Walls campaign, spent $1.4
billion. That's crazy.
$1.4 billion in ads.
Yeah.
We have proof again that those previous investments I mentioned pale in comparison to the terribleness of the worst investment of all time, donations to political campaigns.
Am I wrong?
Or this one. I mean, $1.4 billion.
My goodness.
And as I just was reading to Jason off air, according to Harry Enten from CNN, Trump, compared to other GOP, best with 18 to 29-year-olds in 20 years, best with black voters in 48 years, best with Hispanic voters in 52 years, and his opponent spent $1.4 billion.
Crushed him and in money raised.
And also, you know what might be overrated? The ground game. We kept hearing all in all. Well, the Harris-Walls game, ground game, is amazing compared to Donald Trump. I think they believe in the ground game as much as KOC believes in the ground game when it's time really for a big play. He's throwing it, baby.
At this point, as much as PJ Fleck believes in the ground game.
Yes, quick reversal.
That's all they do. I ask you, Chad, who are the experts?
Normally me.
And I ask that because I saw an article online this week about how to keep the fast food smell out of your car. How do you do it? If you go through that drive-thru, if you're one that likes to hit it, you know, get your Big Mac and fries. Well, thank goodness we had the experts weighing in, Chad, because among the top three solutions from the so-called experts were suggestions such as don't spill the food you get in your car. And
wow,
how about this? Just don't go to the drive-thru. Bring food from home. That's right. They were among the top three. I think it's time for America to rise up with you. And me, we need to take a stand against big expert and the snobbery that we get from the expert community thinking they know better than the rest of us. I don't know how much the experts are getting paid for this these pearls of wisdom, but it's too much.
Am I wrong?
How to avoid the fast food smell. Top one. Don't go.
Bring your lunch from home.
Okay. Yes or no? Are they right? Okay, you're going after Big Expert. Sounds to me like Big Expert has nailed it.
I feel like Big Expert should provide some expertise instead of common knowledge.
I think Big Expert is 100% correct, and you're unwilling to accept it.
Are you saying that if you were asked for such an article, for your expertise, your expert advice, you would not have come up with don't spill your fries under the seat and maybe pack some goulash instead of getting the Whopper?
Second goulash reference this week.
It's
right?
Hot. It's hot, baby. Gulag, we're getting the goulash season.
Or goulash. It's unavoidable to spill some fries under the seat, right? Isn't that an automatic? How many times if you get fries and the bag at some point is on the carpet, how many times do you think you complete the execution of the plan without a few fries slipping under the seat?
Every time.
Every time.
No, every time I complete the execution.
Of course. Speaking of experts.
I mean, you're one that likes to brag about your finger and tongue dexterity. You can't get a fry to your mouth without it falling under your seat? Says a lot, Jen.
Well, we could go on and on about my finger and tongue dexterity, but we've got to hit the break right now. Well, it's possible Governor Walz just loves Am I Wrong?
Possible or probable?
Well, most likely.
Thank you.
I still love this song, and I'm very happy it was nominated for a number of Grammys. And again, the Country Music Awards, go look in the mirror. How this was not nominated is embarrassing. But we are awaiting the governor to give his remarks from Egan. Building is full. They're playing music. We have some political dignitaries there. As usual, any political press conference, there must be a law we don't know about that can't start on time. Not one. I mean, this could start at 6. I don't know. To me, this seemed like a rare layup that this was going to start on time. He's been in town. He's going to mention, we got it. It was the thrill of my lifetime. I work with a great individual. I still think she's going to be president someday. I met so many people across the country. I believe more in America than I ever did, but I'm further convinced that Minnesota is the greatest place on the planet. I'm Tim Walz. And by the way, I'm not as excited as I was on the campaign trail. You know, those arms, all that gesticulating. That was for the other 49 states. I'm going to go back to normal. And also, you don't have to call me coach anymore. You know, I mean, I was just an assistant coach in the high school team. You don't have to keep calling me coach anymore.
But you can.
Can we just move beyond that part of it?
Do we have to?
How about just governor? That's a nice title.
I like coach better.
Yeah. Well, I think he enjoyed it too, including a lot of the shows like Eisen and Levitard. And I really I have massive respect. But when they've got the coach writing behind him, like that somebody drew up there, just reminder, coach, coach, coach. So right now, Mr. Walz has not jumped in, whether it's on this show, Jason's show, Henry's show, or Hobbs' house will carry a portion or all of what the governor has to say. But guess what? The committee has stepped back into the room. Come on down, committee.
Thank you very much. And there must be a leak within the committee that we have to investigate, because it sounded earlier like you were teasing something that's been on the committee's mind today. In fact, you just gave us the forecast.
Yeah.
Current conditions again, please, Chad.
It's 55.
55. A lot of sun out there.
Yeah. And I mean, our guy Schaefer.
Yeah.
He suggested we've smashed the normal high.
Smashed. Crushed it.
It's like 47. I don't think we smashed it.
You know, I think objectively, it's a beautiful mid-autumn day today. Beautiful mid-autumn day. And we're not saying late autumn. This is mid-autumn.
This is mid.
Long way to go.
This is how
winter.
We lower the bar in an appropriate way for autumn. This is what you love, boys and girls.
That's right.
I don't know. Dave and I, for some reason, thinks 75 is better, but go ahead. Put your little hoodie on.
Yeah.
God knows, whatever, your little hot chocolate, although I'll have that anytime. Your little hand warmers. Go ahead.
Yeah. And enjoy your rainy weekend while you're at it, autumn lovers.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, 55 and sunny, it's hard to complain for November 8th, but I do see also that our friend Chris Schaefer and the team over at WCCO
we're going
TV
at him.
Did declare this a top 10 weather day. And as you and I in the committee all say,
clownish.
Don't fall for it, people. Even with what was objectively a below average to really below average summer, what did summer give us? About 70 days that are better than today? Top 10, no, not even close, not even in the same ballpark, not even in the same league.
Am I wrong?
Met Schaefer 30-some years ago, encouraged Brad to hire him, probably played no part.
Are you taking credit for the hiring right now?
Well, right now I'm regretting it because he has fallen to big weather pressure. This isn't one of the 100 best days of the year. Come on, 56 and sunny? Enough of this scam. Schaefer has to either commit to the combo of WCCO Radio and WCCO TV, but if he's committed to the combo, he has to end this charade, this nonsense, this skullduggery, this foolishness of the top 10 weather days, because we know there's about 80 of them. And listen, this show is all about lowering the bar. This is uncalled for.
The bar's gone too low?
Too low.
Too low.
Yes.
Didn't know it could after the way we started the show.
Text to topic was tremendous.
I thought it was, too. The first topic was interesting to really jump into the show.
Yeah, the first topic, if you missed, fresh, never tried before, text to topic, is the G-Spot legit? That was the opening. That was the opening. This is an adult radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a number of Larry DeVito, Moldy Cheese, a lot of things. It was just rapid fire, text a topic, and we were willing to say that, yes, the G-Spot exists. You, of course, as is your norms, said no.
I didn't say that.
I think you did.
I did not say that at all.
Yep.
I will say, however, the members of the committee did send me a few notes. They really liked text a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I wrong? A very good, they were saying, it is a very good segment. Am I wrong? Of course, they were not wrong.
Yeah.
They were not wrong.
Text a topic will just come up periodically out of nowhere. Like, boom, text a topic happens, and all of a sudden you just rapid fire. And by the way, the audience was fantastic with text a topic.
We're still waiting on the governor here, so let's get into another note that Am I Wrong has been dealing with the committee. Congratulations to all those of us with, you know, standard regular jobs that offer a health plan benefit. Once again, we've made it to the worst 2 weeks of the year. Open enrollment.
Sign up.
Yep. Time where the insurance industry demands that we just roll the dice. Make bets on our health for the upcoming year, for the next 12 months. It's fine. Maybe we'll have a good health year. Maybe we'll end up in a car wreck, get cancer. Who knows? It's fine. And the best part is...
Wow, this turned kind of ugly all
even if we here. Even if we take the safe choice and say, you know, I'm going to make the decision that even if I do get really sick, something terrible happens, I'll be fine. We'll still have to deal with the insurance company that's probably going to deny our claims anyway.
Am I wrong?
So what's the point?
Well, as someone who is dealing with a medical procedure which took place 13 months ago and is still in the insurance meat grinder on that.
How many months, Chad?
13 months ago.
That is a year. And 1 month.
Yes, this is the addition subtraction. A tremendous show, but we all acknowledge Glenn Bill Guerin. Geometry, we bow down to.
Destroyed me.
I walked in there with the same swagger. I walk into a self-checkout lane, and then I meekly walked out of that geometry class and said, you have dominated me.
Trigger what?
Yeah, you've just dominated me. Yeah, a Quinton procedure, which was mislabeled, and it's just been chaos. Cats and dogs living together, and it's not a small bill. So I've tried to protest it.
Not one of those $2.50 hospital bills.
No. This is right around five figures.
Hmm.
So
that's different.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have it a little different because we're union proud, SAG after union proud here. So we can just kind of keep where we're at, status quo, and keep signing up at a period of time. You got the combo because you got Lindsay, too.
Yeah, I do. And yeah. I've been on her insurance the last several years.
Because you hate unions.
Not you. But we're thinking about making the move because we just got a large hospital bill.
Yeah.
Because one of her providers is out of network. For her insurance.
I so hate that.
It's ridiculous. So we're thinking, move me to mine.
Let me go to the guy on the street corner because my guy is out of network.
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic.
Fingers,
out of network.
Dr. Fingers over here, you know. Can I give one more? Am I wrong?
Excuse me? Did you become a part of the committee?
I did. I don't want to get messages from someone I see as my doctor and they just list his first name.
Am I wrong?
I'm an adult. I don't need this. Dr. Joe is out of the office. I needed to say Dr. Simpson is out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dr. Johansson is out of the office. Dr. Mildred. I'm an adult now. I don't call the doctors Dr. First Name. Am I wrong?
Is there a type of doctor that would be okay for?
Yeah, if you're a 5-year-old, yes. 10-year-old. Max. That's it. No. As an adult, I don't think you should go on and say, hey, Dr. Dave, how are you? It'd be Dr. What's your last name again? Harrigan.
Robertson.
Robertson. Dr. Robertson. Come on.
How about doctors that just use an initial like Dr. J?
That is insulting, this side part of the Am I Wrong committee. And we're going to have to talk about that off air. A great summer song. It is 2:51. We'll give you an update. Gwen Walls is speaking right now. When she then introduces her husband, the governor of the state, Tim Walls, we'll carry it. We will carry it in its entirety. I'm sure this will go into Jason's show, and that Jason will react and give you a chance to react.
I'm cutting it off as soon as my show starts.
Yeah, listen. Right away. What's your
I
enough?
Want a,
what happened to enough?
I
want enough.
I want a governor who starts his speeches on time.
I want any politician.
Nobody does.
Honestly.
Nobody does.
It's
busy. They got a lot of stuff to do.
I don't know if
fix your hair.
Right now, I don't know if Governor Walls is that busy. I mean, he was.
You have to lick your wounds. It's got to be like.
Well, you heard.
I mean, what's the worst defeat you've ever had in your life?
Working with you. It's really, I mean, once a week.
Yeah.
You know, that was fine.
You need some.
But now I mean, I have to fake these canopy spots.
Right?
Hey, oh, Jason's coming in.
It's rough. How do you even look yourself in the mirror?
I don't.
You do
actually, the older I get, the more often I don't look myself.
Don't put the reading glasses on. So it's a little soft focus when you look in the mirror.
It was the greatest thrill of my life.
That'll be in there.
I had a chance to meet so many people across America who I loved. I also work with someone who I knew, but now know her better. And she would have been an amazing president.
Woo!
And yes, the results did not get our way.
But boo!
We are going to support our country.
Tepid applause.
And this is where I want to be as the governor of the state of Minnesota. And
what state is this? Minnesota. That's right.
One Minnesota and call me coach. That's about what we're getting, right?
We'll see. But yes.
I don't think he's going to come out just flaming hot.
Let's break it down. Break it down. Weird. I guess that didn't work so well.
What if he goes?
Remember that? Remember when I called? It'd be great if he just did it Trump style, just started riffing. And then I called him weird. I said he was weird. And then they said, no, you're weird. And it turns out we're weird. Maybe we need to stop saying weird. I don't know.
Remember Kamala just killed Donald Trump in that debate? Remember that? Remember that? Remember when I stood face to face with J.D. Vance? We shook hands at the end.
It was civil.
Remember when momentum was swinging our way?
Mm.
And then Tuesday happened?
I don't know. Be fun.
So
he just like ripped open the wound and went at it? Like a man going through a divorce sitting at the bar next to you, just kind of let it rip.
And you don't want to hear it. You're like, I got to go. No,
I got to go. Wait.
I got a couple more things here. I got to go. Okay. If you had to predict today whether the governor runs for a third term,
ooh.
I am a no at this point. I'm not convinced, but if I have to play the game I have created, I am a no. Third term is a long time. Now, he'll be 62.
Yeah.
He has a lot to do. I don't see him getting into presidential politics.
No, the Tina Smith seat, it's possible Tina Smith could say I'm good. Does he want to run for that? I don't know. Maybe.
Seems to me from people who are close to Tina Smith, she likes the gig.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going to challenge her.
No.
Right?
No.
Is he?
No way.
You know, so he could just go into.
Well, remember when Tim Pawlenty lost, he went and took some big bucks job for some lobbying organization.
Yep.
That could, you know.
That could.
Tim Walls hasn't made a lot of money throughout his life.
Nope.
So maybe you have that opportunity.
I think people forget that Tim Pawlenty ran again.
Yeah.
And ended up losing to Jeff Johnson, primarily because he was trying to separate himself in some ways about the personality and the character of Donald Trump.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And I guess in the end, Donald Trump and his character keeps beating everybody.
Yeah, I think voters have decided there are things that are more important to them, that they're happy to team up with someone who they acknowledge is an odious human being, but like they're not looking for a buddy. They're not looking for a friend. And they think he's probably not as odious as he's presented as. But if you push them, they will say, yeah, he's, you know.
I wonder what percentage of Trump's voters, and it was significant, all these gains in all these categories. It's a very decisive win. Would say that he's odious versus
I bet you
no.
Could, I bet one-on-one you could get him to admit it. And they would say they don't care. And they've said it over and over. And I do think, like, it is interesting, like, the media is doing this big analysis, right, as the yeah. media always pretends to do. And then they go do the same thing. But they've spent 4 years chasing every little detail about election denialism and all of this stuff, which in old times felt like a significant news story. And America, by a majority of the popular vote, has decided, nope, we didn't really care.
I think they decided
sort of interesting.
Like, that oh. didn't matter as much as we feel like
yeah.
the 4 years of Trump were better. Now, speaking of election denialism, yeah. I raised this question with Carter in the 11 o'clock hour. Donald Trump won. Donald Trump won decisively.
Yes.
I personally didn't draw my vote, didn't draw your vote. I hope he's a brilliant president. I mean this. I hope he leaves
gosh.
This
Absolutely.
Country. I hope we have the best 4 years of our existence, and he proves me wrong. But I have this question, the election deniers of 2020, who still are convinced he won. What happened this time? Did they forget to set their calendar? Because if you believe the Democratic machine rigged the election in 2020, when they have the presidency, wouldn't it be easier for them to rig the machine? Why not just admit, he lost in 20, but he has staged this great comeback? Because if you don't lose, you can't call it a comeback. Correct? I think I have that
it's
right.
It's true. It's true. Yeah. Well, it's no requirement for humans to be like intellectually consistent.
Yeah.
And so why would you put yourself through that? I think that I have seen some like people still can't quite give up the, well, what about why are there this fewer votes and this proves that there was fraud? Yeah.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.